"No," said Harry, now trying to sound innocently curious. "It was your head, Potter, floating in mid-air." There was a long silence. "Maybe he'd better go to Madam Pumphrey," said Harry, "if he's seen things like—" "What would your head have been doing in Hogsmeade, Potter?" said Snape softly. "Your head is not allowed in Hogsmeade. No part of your body has permission to be in Hogsmeade." "I know that," said Harry, striving to keep his face free of guilt or fear. "It sounds like Malfoy is having Malfoy is not having hallucinations," snarled Snape, and he bent down, a hand on each arm of Harry's chair, so that their faces were a foot apart. "If your head was in Hogsmeade, so was the rest of you." "I've been up in Gryffindor Tower," said Harry. "Like you told—" "Can anyone confirm that?" Harry didn't say anything. Snape's thin mouth curled into a horrible smile. "So," he said, straightening up again, "everyone from the Minister for Magic downwards has been trying to keep famous Harry Potter safe from Sirius Black. But famous Harry Potter is a law unto himself. Let the ordinary people worry about his safety. Famous Harry Potter goes where he wants to, with no thought for the consequences.